Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and you can stream us online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us again on Let's Talk About It, we have Major Tim Notta with the Jamestown Salvation Army. And Major Notta, welcome back to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking time. Busy, busy time of the year for the Jamestown Salvation Army. Everywhere you go in the community, it seems like you want to hear those bells ringing. You know it's that time of the year. And we need more people to be out there and ringing those bells, Major Notta.
Yes, we need to fill the spots as much as we can. And if we do that, I'm confident we'll meet our goal this year of 168,000. Right now, we're sitting at 48,000, which is a lot of money. But we have a long way to go. We have $120,000 to go. And Christmas Eve is coming very quickly. So we need folks to take a little bit of their time and ring the bell for us. We only ask for a couple hours. It's fun. It's easy. All you need to do is show up with a smile and greet people. You'll see friends and family maybe that you haven't seen for a while. You'll see people, you know, yeah, that are interesting and some even a little strange.
But it's a lot of fun, and you're doing some real good with it. And I'd like to remind our listeners too, Major Notta, absolutely vital that the Salvation Army raise as much as possible, because this has to get you through the entire 2019 year.
Yes, we really need the money to help the people in need in Stutzman County. That's the county we serve. We don't serve any other counties, so people can be assured that when they make a donation, it stays right here in Stutzman County to help people that may be their neighbor, their co-worker, their family, what have you. But we really need the monies that we're asking for and we're trying to raise, because we don't want to have to turn away people that are in need. We've had to do that because we ran out of money.
And you hate to hear that. And the many different services you guys provide, you keep the lights on, you keep the heat on for some of these individuals who need it and just absolutely needed in our area.
Sure. And we help people stay in their apartment or home. We help them maybe find one that's more suitable for their needs. We just are in the business of helping people as much as possible. With that said, though, we don't throw away money. We have guidelines and policies in place to make the dollar stretch, to make sure nothing's wasted, and to make sure as best as possible that the people really need what they're asking for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Major Tim Notta with the Jamestown Salvation Army joining us on Let's Talk About It. So the goal, 168,000, it's there, it's needed, all of it going to help anybody in Stutzman County who goes through the Salvation Army. And we just need bell ringers. And there's a lot of opportunity in our area for people to go out and ring the bell.
Yeah, we have six kettle spots at three locations. So we're at Cashwise, we have three at the mall, and we have two at Walmart. Mm-hmm. I would love to challenge people to put on their warm clothes, maybe their ice fishing or snowmobile stuff, and go stand outside at Walmart. It's our only outside location.
Right.
And because it's outside, we have a little bit more of a challenge filling those spots. Those spots, though, if we can fill them, boy, we would make our goal.
It would make a huge difference.
It would make a huge difference.
And it's funny. You go to, like, people are in and out of Walmart all the time, and I'd much rather see one person or several people standing at that thing, the kettle, ringing the bell than the kettle just sitting there.
Sure. You know? We always have some great support. We've had some great groups already out there at Walmart and every place, really.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have a lot of spots to fill. The last time I looked at what we have about one quarter of the hours filled, committed to by people that we need. So we have another way to put that, of course, is three quarters of our time slots are open still.
So, and they need to be filled.
We need to fill them.
Major Notta, there's several ways anybody can go out there and ring. We're encouraging businesses to challenge other businesses or coworkers to challenge other coworkers and ring the bell and see who can spend the most time outside. But there's really a lot of ways that anybody can sign up to ring the bell.
Sure. I find the easiest way is just to go online to registertoring.com. It's really easy to do. You just simply set up an account and it'll, you plug in the date that you're interested in. It'll show you the time slots that are open, the locations. It's very simple to do, easy to do, registertoring.com. Mm-hmm. If you're more old school or you just don't have a computer, boy, I wish some days I didn't have a computer. Just give me a call, 252-0290, 252-0290, and I will get back to you if I don't talk to you when you call. But we'd love to schedule you, and we have lots of openings, so we'd love to put you in them.
Yep. You see a Red Kettle, donate if you can. If you see a Red Kettle that's empty, volunteer if you can. We'd love to get all those kettles staffed and fill up the rest of these, this 3/4 of the time open. So there's ample opportunity to volunteer your time. Major Nada, anything else you want to add out there?
Yes, I just wanted to add, we have another wonderful match coming up this week. So a donor has committed to matching some funds, and we really want to look at doing that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Awesome. So great time to volunteer if you haven't done so
yes,
yet.
Yes, and great time to donate because everything you put in is doubled.
Awesome. Very good. Major Donna, thank you so much for taking time and joining us.
Thank you.